welcome to ModPod with Fukunaga, a podcast that celebrates the strength and pulse of the luxury market. And now, here's your host, Vanessa Fukunaga.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of ModPod with Fukunaga. And today's special guest star is Mr. Corey Riggs, who is the executive director of the Chileno and El Dorado Foundation. Correct?
It is correct. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome. Thank you so much. We were talking about today, of course, we are back in La Boutique in Las Ventanas al Paraíso, who is a sponsor of ModPod with Fukunaga. So we're happy to be here. We love being here. And we ordered our cocktails for today. And today we've decided on, what do you have? Topo Chico.
Topo Chico. Oh my God.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
We're hitting
perfect.
The hard stuff.
We're hitting the hard stuff today. Exactly. But we were talking about, muchas gracias.
Gracias.
About fasting today.
Yes.
It was interesting. So let's have a little toast.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you.
Wow. These are like their own little straws.
They are.
Wow.
Here we go. Oh.
Wow, that's amazing.
I love Topo Chico. Oh my gosh, it is the best. So tell me, it's just interesting that you talked about fasting. When did you start doing that?
I've probably been fasting off and on for about almost 5 years. So I try to do at least one day every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I started by doing apple fasting. So you actually
eat
four apples.
Okay.
That's all you eat during the day.
Okay.
And you have hot water with lemon, or you can have Topo Chico with lemon.
Okay, I could do that. Okay.
So basically, that's kind of your I call that the gateway drug into fasting, is you do it with fruit. And so you can do it with apples. You can do it with other types of fruit. Mm-hmm. Apples are probably the best. You want to stay away from green apples because you don't want any sugar. So you don't want anything that activates your digestive tract. So apples, you can do four apples, and it's a great way to start. You do you stop eating the night before, go 24 hours, go to bed, and then you wake up and it's 36-hour fast, and it's amazing.
Wow. Now, we're going to talk about the foundation because
yes.
those are the most important things.
But I love this,
I think this is really interesting because I also read that you've been on a few, I don't know if you would call them spiritual walks.
Yes.
But from India, Nepal, Spain.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is this where you kind of got the idea about fasting, or was that beforehand? Or
I do a lot of biohacking. So I do cold plunges. I do a lot of things. I do breathing. I'm a certified breath coach. I teach yoga.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I need to relax. So I feel that some Corey directed yoga is in my future. Oh my gosh. It's exactly what I need.
It's amazing. So I started doing this and health wise, fasting is just, it's an incredible thing. Almost 60% of our energy goes towards digestion. And so if you're eating all the time, 60% of energy is going towards that. And what's happening is if you don't eat, that energy gets directed to healing you. And the amazing thing is even after 24 hours, your skin feels different.
Oh.
Everything starts to happen. And after 72 hours of fasting, they say that cancer cells start to get eaten. So if people have cancer treatment, there's actually a place in the United States where people that have cancer go, and it's fasting.
It's non-pharmaceutical,
and a lot of people get... I mean, it's incredible benefits. When you do it and you start to feel how you feel, it's amazing. And one of the ways I started, we were talking about Modu earlier.
Yes.
Modu does Ramadan because
he does
he's Muslim. He comes from a Muslim country. And I did Ramadan with him 2 years ago. He does it with a group of people.
Yes,
usually
I know.
Usually he gets a bunch of people. I don't know if you've done it.
I haven't done it. It's very inspiring. I want to. It's really motivational.
It's incredible.
I have a fear of failing. Like, I don't want to start and not be able to do it.
Yeah,
but the thing is, even if you
fast for 10 hours, that's 10 hours that you didn't do. Even if you only make it 10 hours, it's still
true.
It's step by step.
True.
So it's really...
Which I might then do a little bit if you're going to do it again this year.
Of course.
At least give myself a goal.
Yeah.
Won't be the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I just want to feel successful and accomplish it.
Well, it's really cool because Ramadan, it's beautiful the way Modu does it.
And, that's amazing.
And you learn about the religion, you learn about, I didn't know anything about Islam. And so doing Ramadan, what happens is from sunrise to sunset, you don't eat anything or drink anything.
I know.
So it's pretty amazing, but you break the fast in community. And so everyone gets together and it's very beautiful. And that whole time I was actually listening to the Quran because I don't know anything about the Quran.
Yeah.
So I would get up early and listen to it for half an hour. And I just learned so much about the different cultures. And
I'm so interested in other cultures and things like that. And for me, whether or not you believe in it or what your religious perspectives might be,
it's just knowing what's going on.
I have a lot of respect for somebody that has a level of discipline and, you know, the honesty and being so genuine. And it's just really interesting to get to know this side of you.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, tell me, this probably all trails into the foundation. How did you even get started and why El Dorado? Why Chileno? And by the way, to our viewers, to our listeners, we are incredibly thankful to our Chileno, our El Dorado, and all of the rest of the homeowners in this area that are incredibly, astoundingly philanropic.
Absolutely.
So how did this get started?
Well, speaking of culture, so we were talking about different cultures. I love Mexico. And one of the things I love about Mexico is that it's so different than the United States. And what I love about it, and I love the United States too, but what's so cool about this area is it's such a meshing of the United States, Mexico, and Canada all in one.
It really is.
So Los Cabos is incredible. And you were talking about how generous everybody is. Here's incredibly generous, the people. And what's interesting, so I was working in Mexico City. I was working for another foundation there in 2007. And I was recruited by Tom Walsh, who started Los Cabos Children's Foundation.
Oh, my gosh, so Tom, my neighbor.
Exactly.
An
amazing heart who started Los Cabos Children's Foundation. I might misquote this, but I think it was 2004.
Okay.
Might have been early, 2002. I can't remember exactly. But he saw a need that there was no cancer treatment for children here. It was the only state in Mexico that didn't have cancer treatment for children.
Wow.
Was Baja California Sur. So he was sending kids that had cancer here to the United States to get treatment, or he was sending to other parts of Mexico. And so that's really how he got started. And what that has evolved into, now Los Cabos Children's Foundation is the biggest foundation here. And I work hand in hand with him. So I came here and I ran Los Cabos Children's Foundation from 2008 to about 2011.
Uh-huh.
And just loved it. And one of my board members runs both Chileno Bay and El Dorado. And I went to work for him for a while at El Dorado. Mm-hmm. And then about 4 years ago, he asked me to come back. I had moved back to the States. He asked me to come back and run the El Dorado and Chileno Bay Foundation. And it's just been such a blessing.
That's
it's incredible.
So wonderful.
What we're able to
tell me about the homeowners and how they get involved. It's not clearly not an obligation. I mean, and there are so many people that want to help. It's nice to be able to have a proper funnel where the assistance can get to the kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about how they get involved and then who do you help?
Yeah.
So
let me start. So when we first started this about 3 years ago, one of the things that we talked about was how can we start with solving a community need? Well, one of the biggest issues in Los Cabos, which is, as you know, all the wealth that's here.
Yeah.
There's no specialty medical treatment for children.
That's true. It's
all in La Paz. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we talked about is how can we get the whole community involved to solve this issue? So what we did was we launched the foundation by buying a specially equipped bus. And we did it in collaboration with 30 businesses, with 10 other foundations. And we launched a bus that Teletón uses. So Teletón is the biggest foundation in Mexico.
Okay.
And they have a facility up in La Paz, and they do specialty rehabilitation for children. Everyone that I've ever taken in this facility, doctors from the U.S., any homeowners that I take there, they're blown away because there's nothing like this in the United States. Now, the equipment exists in the United States, but the level of care and the way they take care of the full family, and that's when we talk about culture, the Mexican culture takes care of everyone. So this facility is up in La Paz, and Teletón runs this program, but we funded it. We got everybody involved, and this bus has been running daily since March of 2020.
Oh my goodness.
Remember what happened after March of 2020.
Yikes.
And there were kids that have cancer that were getting their chemotherapy treatment. Because of Tom Walsh, by the way, there is now cancer treatment in Baja California Sur in La Paz. And they were using the bus all through the pandemic. So it was amazing. And this specially equipped bus takes kids with wheelchairs, because before they were dropping out of their treatment because they were having to get on the Aguila buses, the public buses. There was no place to put the wheelchairs. It's just not working. And plus 600 pesos, sometimes that's someone's salary for the day.
Yeah.
And they had to go with their child, and it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
So we have helped that. And so that's how it started. After that, when the pandemic hit, one of the biggest issues was we were estimated about 80% unemployment right away because everyone got laid off, if you remember. And there was this big concern, well, what's going to happen? I mean, people don't have food. I mean, what are we going to do? So we got together. It was us, Los Cabos Children's Foundation, four other foundations, created something called the Baja California Sur Community Alliance. We got 200 businesses involved, all the foundations and the government. And over 7 months, we delivered 94,000 families food. So
that was so
amazing. It was
amazing.
Incredible. And to go out and these big convoys, and the military was helping us. The federales were helping us. Everyone was working together. And there was a really cool moment that happened. The governor held a thank you for the military, the Navy, the federales, the local police. And they were all there together. And they all were crying and saying, we've never worked together with these other branches ever. And it was so incredible to help. But that is the spirit of Los Cabos. And that's why I love it here. Everyone wants to jump in. And so your first question of how do homeowners get involved, we're just giving them an opportunity to give back.
Yep.
And our next project, which just got announced, is we are going to bring the specialty medical services here.
Oh, my goodness.
And so one of these telethon creets, which exists in La Paz, mm-hmm. we're going to have one here. And we got a lead gift from a member at Chileno Bay, guaranteeing half the money. We've already raised a couple other $1 million.
Wow.
And we are on our way to have a children's medical campus here in Los Cabos, which was Tom Walsh's dream back with LCCF in 2008. There's been many other people involved. We're working with Los Cabos Children's Foundation very closely. And a lot of that's going to be rolled out soon. We've got four families that are looking to donate 15 acres of land to us, so 5 hectares of land. So we're going to put the crete there and then start building specialty medical services around it.
Incredible.
And so what's happening now is I had two visits. I took homeowners from Chileno and homeowners from El Dorado out to see some of the projects. As soon as people get out beyond the gates and they get out into the bar, they fall in love and they want to jump in because everyone's so generous here. And a lot of times they just don't know what exists, that there's things out there that people can help.
True.
A lot of people come, which God bless them. I mean, they deserve it. They're successful. They bought homes down here and they're enjoying themselves.
Yes.
Great. Go to Flora Farms or go to downtown San Jose. But then when we get them out into some other areas, they go, wow, we didn't even know this existed.
We didn't even know that this.
So the first step is just to get people to go out and see.
Be aware.
And then we offer opportunities for people to get involved where they're interested in. And if people are interested in autism, we'd take them to Red Autismo. If people are interested in the food kitchens that we serve, or mm-hmm. the Los Cabos Food Bank, which didn't exist until El Dorado and Chileno Bay members funded it.
Yeah.
And so there's so many things. But again, it's not just about El Dorado and Chileno Bay. We're so excited to be working with Cadencia. Cadencia has their own foundation now.
Yeah.
And Cabo del Sol has their own foundation now. And that came out of this pandemic and all of us working together. We'd love for Maravilla to have one. We'd love for Palmilla to have one. Because the truth is,
they will. and they already give.
They give. No.
It's not they that give. They, exactly. It's they.
Everyone, there's a lot
they
of
They already
give.
Definitely
Absolutely.
Give.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is we talk about this is just take El Dorado and Chileno Bay, for instance. If every single member gave $5,000, that's $3 million. That's more than any foundation here has ever raised. I mean, that's an incredible amount of money. And if they just gave yearly, and people don't realize, it just takes everyone getting involved. That's not including Maravilla, Cadencia, all these other places. It doesn't take a lot.
No, it doesn't.
It just takes everyone doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that everyone listening to this,
they
want to. And they want to understand that, hey, we have a structure in place.
That's important because they do want to know there's a structure. They want to know that it's going to the right places.
Absolutely. And that's right now we're working on this organization called the Los Cabos Community Alliance. And that's really including Los Cabos Children's Foundation, International Community Foundation, many of the foundations here and some businesses and the government. And that's our goal, is to get people to just go, hey, we can have confidence that what we're giving is going to an area that the people are actually doing what they're saying they're doing.
Exactly.
And that's the biggest thing. And that's what LCCF does so well, is they vet these organizations. And so they know, I talk with them all the time. Hey, do you give to this organization? Because I have a member that would like to do that. Yes, we do. Okay, great. I know that they vet them very well. And same with ICF, International Community Foundation, does the same thing. So we work very closely hand in hand with everybody. And then we go out and we really see how, the impact that they're having. And that's so important to get out into the community. And I invite everyone out there to come with us anytime. I mean, they can contact you. You can contact me.
Yes.
And we'd love to get people out.
How do they contact you? Tell them.
Well, you can go to eldoradofoundation.org or chilenobayfoundation.org, and all the contact information is there.
So perfect. And you can always, of course, count on us, Vanessa, personally, of course.
Yes.
But Engel & Völker Snow Real Estate, Ocean Blue. And then, as you saw yesterday, of course, at the Humane Society, the Paws and Claws Golf Tournament.
Yes, it was great.
Ava, my little baby Ava, my dog, she was a sponsor. Did you see Cabo Ava?
I saw that.
So cute. But we love to support. I, of course, can't do what you do. I think what you do is just incredible. And it's not even just doing it. It takes a level of love and care from the inside. It is not just the action of doing it. It's the care and the love and really giving of yourself. So anything that we can do, I'd love to do and to support. But I'm just so impressed about how you've been able to galvanize the homeowners, but also, like you were just mentioning, all of these branches of the government or services, military services or police plus firemen plus Navy plus whomever working together. It is emotional. It is moving.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And right now what you're doing is helping. And so just getting the word out, and I know we can count on you. And just so you know, Jacobo, who I know works with you, he was instrumental in getting one of the folks to donate land, so to look to donate it. So we've got four different options right now, and he was instrumental in probably the one that we're going to pick. And so we're still working on that, but Telethon they have their engineers. They've already come out and looked. But he has been huge to help in that, and obviously he's working with you. So
thank you, Jacobo. That's amazing.
So we always kind of, it just takes everyone jumping in. It's not just about giving money. There's connections that can be made. Mm-hmm. It's just really getting people to know, hey, Cabo is not that big. We can actually do something about this place.
Yeah.
With the level of wealth here, with just everybody jumping in, it's very exciting.
And we're all really fortunate, and it's not just, and I would say it's, of course, all the local people that I consider us local.
Yep.
Okay,
oh, absolutely.
So I'm just saying,
I'm
local too. So the other local people that might not be as fortunate as we have been, to help them, but also with this growth. So with that comes a bunch of people that need to help build and support and service and that are giving us these wonderful lives. What are we doing to give back to these people?
Yeah.
What are we doing to be able to give back and make somebody else's life as amazing as we've had it? And I think that it really is the message. And, you know, I really want people contacting you, contacting the foundation.
Yep.
I know that the other communities are giving. I'm sure that they will either want to create their own or be a part of it. Where do you see 2023 going with this? You've got this next project.
Yeah, so 2023, we're hoping to break ground in September of 2023. So right now we're just working on the renderings and, again, solidifying where the land's going to be.
Is that middle end? When do you think?
September.
Oh,
is
September.
When the first stone's going to hit.
Ah.
So that's what we're hoping for.
Okay.
We are actually going this month to December 17th. We're going to be on Telethon. So I don't know if you know what that is, but that's... And we're going to present a check to Fernando Landeros, who, if for those of you out there, Telethon is like the Jerry Lewis telethon, if you remember that.
Yeah.
I might be dating myself, but this, it's built on that model. So they have a 24-hour, they raise money in a telethon, but they build actual facilities. So Jerry Lewis gave the money for research for muscular dystrophy. They actually build these facilities. There's 24 of them around Mexico. we would be number 27. So there's two new ones getting announced this year, and then we would get announced for the following year.
Wow.
But we get to go be on TV with Televisa, and I don't know if you know who Lucero is, but a bunch of the stars.
Of course.
So I'm very excited about that.
That's amazing. Very cool. December 17th.
December 17th, we're going to be on TV.
Watch, call.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Call in, donate,
and donate.
To Teleton. It's incredible. So I'm taking a couple of my board members, and we're going to be on. It's going to be great.
And where is it going to be held?
It's in Mexico City.
It's in Mexico City.
Yeah. But they hold it all over the country in different areas, but the main one's in Mexico City. So.
Very nice.
Yeah. So that's where 2023 is going. We're working on this project. We're going to be launching the really official campaign probably in February. So with everything, we're going to have small cocktail parties and events. And Los Cabos Children's Foundation is hugely involved. So they're another group that people can contact if they ever want to go out and see. I highly recommend it. Marisa is incredible. Their executive director.
No.
One of my best friends. And we work together all the time.
Uh-huh.
All the board members of LCCF are incredible. A lot of them live in Cadencia. Mm-hmm. And Tom Walsh, you probably see him around,
he'll
get you focused in the right way to get help. But the other thing we're really working on are these community kitchens, but they're more than community kitchens, they're community centers. And so one of the things that happened in the pandemic is the public schools, they took a long time to reopen.
They did.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. And just four months ago, they opened. And so they were closed about a year longer than the private schools.
Mm-hmm.
So what do those kids do? Well, nothing. And so what we're looking at doing is these community kitchens actually took up some of the slack, and they brought in teachers to help teach the kids in the barrios.
Aww.
And what's happened is there's an incredible one called Dar para Recibir, which is give to receive.
Mm-hmm.
I know you know that, but just
for the audience, exactly.
But this lady, Patty, she has just developed this incredible place. It's a community center. She's actually been certified as a school. She has a kitchen there. We've had many members fall in love with it. They have been donating classrooms, so they're building classrooms out there. It's out by the San Lucas Airport, down in the barrios there.
Okay.
We'll have to take you out sometime.
Yes.
We could even do a podcast from there.
Absolutely.
But it's incredible to see these children. And they're all dressed in their uniforms, and she's just created this like oasis of beauty in the middle of the barrios, and it gives people something to aspire to. And the kids are amazing, and they're so smart, and they're being taught. They're bringing in all these art classes and music classes, and they get free dental care. And so there's just a bunch of people that have jumped involved. And now we want to replicate this.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is, it's hard to replicate someone like Patty, who could live anywhere, and she has moved there to be part of the community.
Wow.
And there's a couple other people that want to replicate this in other places. And so we want to start really getting some more education out there, getting some more just learning and inspiration for everyone. And so that's also another way for people to jump in and get involved. There's such cool projects that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we want to do is start attracting some of these international foundations to get involved here. And
yes.
I think when we have this structure, and we have people here that are involved in these international foundations.
Yes, we do.
Whether it's the Gates Foundation or Apple they're all here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a place where they could invest.
Mm-hmm.
And we have projects now that are getting big enough that I believe we're going to attract them. And
I think
that's
so
what
too.
That's where 2023 is going.
That is where 2023 is going. And so we invite all of those international foundations to support here because, you know, like you said, founders, members, participants, donors do live here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know the willingness and the thought about giving is there. And it's really, honestly, it's a matter of funneling it, channeling it. How do I get involved? And, you know, some people have a drive for autism, or they just want to support kids in whichever way. What do you think the biggest need is? You talked a little bit about the community center, and you know, I'm just a proponent of idle hands.
Yeah.
You need to keep kids busy, people busy. Your mind is more functional if you stay active and busy and all of that kind of stuff. So do you feel these community centers, not just schools, but a community center for athletics and activities before, during, or, you know, before and after school are important?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many critical needs now. What the biggest one is, what I spoke about is specialty medical care for children. So that doesn't exist here. If there's an emergency, the equipment and an emergency room for children is in La Paz. Mm. I mean, just think about that. So I don't think most people understand that. Mm-hmm. There's no blood bank here, which just imagine.
I know that.
So it's in La Paz. Mm-hmm. So there now, there is there blood at HHMS? Yes, there is, but it's not a lot. If there was a big event here, the blood needs to come from La Paz. Yep. So there's a lot of things that a community of this much wealth, I just think people don't know.
They don't.
And so, and a lot of the employees, they have children that need specialty care. But here's the thing. Even if you're wealthy here, there's no specialty medical care for children. It's in La Paz.
No.
So it's not just a poverty thing. It's mm-hmm. like we to be a world-class community, we have to have that.
The most sense to be a world-class community, and that means at every level.
At every level.
At every level, no matter what your level is. And we are a world-class community also from the inside out.
Absolutely. And so just knowing that, and we're going to solve that. That's going to happen. But as you mentioned, too, one of the things that we're looking at, and this is the land that Jacobo helped with, actually, is we want to put a boys and girls club, like a real boys and girls club. Now, there is one operating that's doing great. And they have classes, and they're doing a lot of great things for the kids in San Jose. But let's have one with a field and a big one. And let's have it right on the corridor next to this facility and create a true children's campus that's going to attract a lot of people. And as you said, the idle hands. No, we need to have people with things to do.
Yep.
And we also want to make sure that there's no gap. So, you know, we have some great foundations that help kids to a certain age. Well, how about after that? Mm-hmm. And I know Jason with Casa Hogar has done a great job with when they graduate from Casa Hogar 18. Mm-hmm. Now he has a whole nother program there that he's been able to mm-hmm. do that when they're older than 18. He's going to help them mm-hmm. move on. And that's what we have to do for all these kids.
We do. We need to give them jobs, be an intern, right?
Absolutely.
You need that transition.
Absolutely. And so there's a lot of things. And there's so many people that want to help. It's really, how do we do it in a way that we can funnel people and not have 45 people trying to do the same thing? And that's a difficult. It's just difficult because people, and it's okay if people want to go and do their own thing.
It's okay, yes.
But just there is a way that we can come together and really figure out what are the critical issues here. As we said, especially medical care for mm-hmm. children. Absolutely, we need a Boys and Girls Club in both San Jose and San Lucas and mm-hmm. in the corridor. I mean, we can do this. And there's education, make sure that people are getting good education mm-hmm. and the public schools aren't just not getting anything and the private schools get everything. No, we need to have a functional system. Mm-hmm. And we have the level of people here that can make that happen.
We do. And with people like you, incredible. We're going to just have to just say one quick thing.
Yeah.
How did you even get started in all of this? And not even forget El Dorado and Chilena, foundations in general. Yeah. What was in your heart? At what age and mm-hmm. to even start doing this for other people?
So I traveled in a group called Up With People. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but mm-hmm. it's an educational program right out of high school. And it's a program, it's non-religious, non-political. It's a leadership program. Mm-hmm. And you travel with 110 children from all over the world, between 18 to 25. Mm-hmm. They feel like children now. But so 18 to 25 year olds, you mm-hmm. travel around the world, you stay in host families. You do a 2-hour show. So I was a performer when I was younger. I was a dancer
remind me for my next event. Yeah. Okay.
I actually love dancing here. I love it.
La Boutique.
It's incredible. So I traveled in this group and we did a 2-hour show everywhere we went. Mm-hmm. And you travel with people from all over the world and with different religions, different beliefs, mm-hmm. and you just figure out how to get along and you work together, and that's the whole idea. And you're traveling. We were in the Soviet Union when it was still the Soviet Union in 1990.
Wow. Okay.
We were in Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg, and we were in Estonia right when they were getting their freedom
wow.
from the Soviet Union. It was incredible. We actually sang the Estonian national anthem.
Wow.
Oh, it was incredible. And their flag had just been legalized, and we showed it. And you should have seen this burst. We had 5,000 people in the audience, and the burst of freedom when they saw the flag. I'll never forget it. I was 19 years old, but it was just like, it almost blew you off the stage. Mm-hmm. So that exists in everyone. And you start to realize there's just so much we can do mm-hmm. in the world to make it a better place. And And that was always instilled in me, traveling in that group, you always want to leave a place better than you find it. And if everyone lives like that, it's like, wow. I mean, just from the smallest thing in the morning, make sure that bed looks better than when you got out of it. And to big things, like how are we going to make our community even better? And so that really got instilled in me. I went on and I studied, I got an MBA in a school called Thunderbird, which is an international management program where you had to speak a second language to graduate. And my biggest gift I ever got was learning Spanish. And I always, the saying that I always remember is learn a new language and gain a new soul. And I 100% believe that, because when I speak Spanish to people, there are all these people that now have opened up that I would have never been able to talk
with. That's true.
And we were talking about culture early, and you just the difference between Spanish and English. Spanish is so much more indirect, and English is so direct, and that's exactly how the cultures are. Mm-hmm. And so the cultures are wrapped around the language. It's just so beautiful. And mm-hmm. so that also got me thinking, like, how can we bridge that very interesting gap between the United States and Mexico? And so I got very involved in cross-border things, mm-hmm. helping foundations do business across the border. I worked in for-profit for a long time, but then got into the nonprofit world in Mexico mm-hmm. City, and just fell in love with Los Cabos when Tom Walsh approached me, and I came here. We brought up with people here in Mexico. It's called Viva la Gente.
Okay.
So I actually help bring up with people out of, they went out of business in 2000. They were going from 1965 to 2000. I brought them, helped bring them back in 2006. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met Tom Walsh. He sponsored them here. And just so excited to be back in this world. And that's how I really fell in love with it.
I don't even know what to say. It's so fun to speak with you. First of all, let's toast with our Topo Chico.
Toast, I love it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
On every episode of Mod Pod with Fukunaga, we have a little Mod Pod experience.
Okay, I'm getting nervous.
Okay, don't get nervous. Hold on, I have to see. So, but in the spirit of donation.
Yes.
Our game is, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And for every answer you get right.
Yeah.
Mod Pod with Fukunaga will donate $1,000.
What?
To the El Dorado, is El Dorado in Chileno? Chileno, El Dorado.
It can.
Childorado.
It's actually it's actually two separate foundations.
Tell me to get it correctly. Then it's the Chileno Foundation.
It's the
Foundation.
Chileno Bay Foundation and the El Dorado Foundation.
Oh.
So we have two, because people like to have their own foundation.
I know, but I kind of like Childorado.
Well, I do that, so I run them both, so it's okay.
Okay.
I like it too. Okay.
So then whatever the money is that you end up winning, we'll split it between the two.
Okay, great.
Okay, no pressure, but there's no money if he doesn't win. Okay, people? I'm just saying. This is what's happened to me in my life.
Oh,
here
my
we go.
Gosh,
all right,
so
are you
pressure.
Ready? This is a lot of pressure. Yeah. Take your Topo Chico. Here we go. This is easy. Now, not for every movie. You have to get at least three.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So name three holiday movies.
The Christmas Story.
Uh-huh.
Home Alone.
Uh-huh.
And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, fine. That's good. I wish I had our bell. We should have had a bell.
That's a winner, right?
That's a winner.
That's
okay,
$1,000.
$1,000. Somebody, is Lupita counting? Lupita, write that
you
down.
Can, okay, cool.
Okay, here we go. You mentioned Home Alone. Let's see how good
you
are.
Okay.
How old was the kid in the original movie Home Alone?
I can't just tell you who it was, Macaulay Culkin.
Nope. How old was he?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say...
Do not guess. People are guessing and trying to cheat.
I'm going to say... 9.
Oh, you are so close. 8.
Oh, come
so
on, that's worth at least $750.
It's... We'll think about that, but that's not a winner.
Okay, right,
that's not a winner.
Oh, man.
What
he was
is
8?
What is the name of... You have a lot of questions. You can get a lot of money. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I see 8... I see 8 questions at least. Okay. What is the name of the most famous holiday ballet? Come on.
Oh, the Nutcracker.
Yes. Okay. Lupita, are you counting?
I was in the Nutcracker, by the way.
What?
So you know. Yeah, I danced the Nutcracker.
Oh, my gosh.
I did Spanish.
Where were you? We just had our posada.
Wow.
I had four dancing Santas, four elves. It was insanity.
Wow,
it was crazy. Okay, next time. All right, well, this is interesting. Which nation produces the most Christmas trees?
Wow.
Woo!
Which nation produces produces the most Christmas
tree. We are at 2,000. No pressure. No pressure.
I'm going to say the United States.
I had to look. It's not. It's Canada.
I was going to say Canada, too.
Oh, so close. So close. I mean, you would think that was full of alcohol the way you're drinking it. Okay, here we go.
I know. I'm nervous.
No, don't be nervous. This is. You can get this one, I think. Okay. What is the number of tips on a snowflake?
The number of tips on a snowflake?
Like how many little tips on every snowflake?
Oh, my gosh.
You can do it.
8.
Oh!
Is it 10?
It's 6!
Six. I should have looked right there.
Oh, yes.
4, 5, 6.
Okay, right that's there. Okay. You still have many more. Which Christmas song? Oh, come on, Corey.
Okay, let's go.
Which Christmas song contains the lyric, "Everyone dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way"? Oh, no, I sang it. I kind of sang it.
Isn't that Jingle Bells?
I feel that you should really sing it so that you could really think about which song it is.
Okay, give me the lyrics again.
Everyone dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way.
Oh, rocking around the Christmas tree.
All right, fine. Now I gave
$1,000.
That's $1,000. You're welcome. And I did, and I was singing on camera for the love.
This
oh
is so
my
much
God,
pressure.
It is pressure. All right, number 7. You have 2 more.
Okay.
$2,000.
How much money have we raised?
How much money have we raised? $3,000.
And a possible $750 with that 9.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
All right, we'll go $500. It's close.
$500. Okay.
So $3,500.
$3,500
so far. This is somebody who raises money for a living. I see it. Yeah. No pressure on camera. Here we go.
All right.
$2,000 is up for grabs here. Here's your next $1,000.
Okay.
This will be easy. Name 7 reindeer.
Oh my gosh.
7. That's not even all of
Rudolph.
Them.
Rudolph.
Okay.
Can I?
Yes, you can go in order.
Prancer, Dancer.
Wait. Prancer, Dancer.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep going. That's 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Sing a song.
You got Prancer and Dancer and Blixen.
Uh-huh.
And Dixon?
No. It's actually Blitzen, but we'll give it
Blitzen.
To him. Okay. Keep going.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't
Sing
know.
It.
Oh, well, you got Dancer and Prancer and... What?
Comet.
There's another one. 5. I think I should get like $100 for each one.
Fine. So you're up to 5. Okay, come on.
Comet.
Sing
and,
the end. You got it.
Can I have like a first letter?
D. Kind of like Donner.
Oh, Donner.
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 And
Bonner.
No, $600. I gotta be fair.
Okay, $600.
That's it.
That's good.
All right.
Good. Oh man,
you know why? Because you're never gonna get
studied this.
You're never gonna get this last question.
Well,
that's why.
Who knows? Okay, let's.
Oh, that's. You know what? You are well traveled. We'll see. Ready?
Yep.
It's actually really interesting.
I should have said Canada. I can't believe I missed
it. I know. This is really interesting, though.
Okay.
Which Southeast Asian country?
Yeah.
Boasts the longest holiday season, starting with decorations and carols as early as September and with celebrations that last sometimes until late January.
Southeastern.
Mm-hmm. Southeast
Asian.
Asia.
Southeast
this is interesting. I really thought you might not have a chance on this.
No, I have
but
a chance.
I think you actually do.
I think I know what it is.
Really?
But you're saying Christmas.
Well,
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia.
Yeah,
it boasts
the longest
holiday season. It starts with decorations and carols as early as September and sometimes lasts even longer in through January. Be interesting if you know this.
No
matter what, you get 5. So I'll just be generous.
500?
Yes.
No matter what.
No matter what. So it's really, we hope you get 1,000.
Okay. I hope we get 1,000.
All right.
I'm going to, here's why I'm going to guess this country because there's Christians there but I don't know. Like that's a tough one. I'm going to guess India.
No.
Is it wrong?
It's wrong. What's your next guess? It's okay. You still have $500.
Asia. So I was going to say, I mean,
it's so interesting to me.
Can't be Thailand.
It's the Philippines.
Ah, that makes so much sense.
It's
yes,
the Philippines.
You're right.
Isn't that
right.
interesting?
That's why I was like, who has a lot of Christians? It's the Philippines. They have a lot of Christians. And I wasn't even thinking the Philippines. I wouldn't have gotten it.
That's okay. So
but I was thinking India would have been.
India was actually a really good guess.
Well, yeah.
It was a very good guess. How much did we get? $6,000.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Boom.
Cheers to
that. Salute.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you so much, Corey. You are an amazing, inspirational, motivational heart. And we'll maybe or maybe not talk about fasting later. To check out this podcast and all of our other podcasts of Mod Pod with Fukunaga, check out all of your favorite podcast channels. Salut.
Woo.
Thanks for listening to Mod Pod with Fukunaga. Follow the episodes on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and many more.